A Fresno County ban on all marijuana cultivation takes effect this week under the protests of medical marijuana patients. The ban includes fines of $1,000 per plant. It's a first for any county in the state and is modeled after a similar ban in the city of Live Oak near Sacramento. Reporter Alice Daniel has more.
Growing marijuana has become so conspicuous in Fresno County that the sheriff's department says it counted more than 550 pot farms last year. The fall harvest is over, but you can still see vestiges of activity from the air. Deputy Sheriff Pilot Michael Sill circles his helicopter over a house with a fenced-in backyard full of brown holes that look like giant pockmarks on the earth.
Typical backyard grow right there. And you can see how close that is to a school. That's within basically 500 feet of a school.
Growers are blatantly abusing California's medical marijuana laws for huge profits, he says. And this fertile land of fruit trees, almond groves, and hundreds of other crops is a prime nursery to hide cannabis.
You can see that there's crop on either side of the rows that are empty. Well, the rows that are empty where they planted the marijuana.
A few miles away, Sill spots another grow site with a high fence around it, sealed in blue plastic tarp. A few people standing in the yard just look up and stare at the helicopter. A typical reaction, says Sill's partner, Tactical Flight Officer William Vincent.
We're going to start arresting him on these county ordinances. They're going to be notified. They got so many days to pull it. If it's not pulled, they're going to be arrested.
This changing landscape means communities in the foothills fear new neighbors, growers who are armed. Robberies have increased during harvest seasons, and the sheriff's department says 9 pot-related murders have been tracked since 2012. All reasons why the county banned any cultivation, says chairman of the Fresno Board of Supervisors, Andreas Borges. Allowing even limited grows would be too hard to regulate, he says.
It's very, very difficult for people to not engage in the commercial enterprise of mass cultivation under the guise of medical marijuana distribution and coverage.
Medical marijuana patients take issue with the legality of the ban, but Borges says it's legal. He cites an appellate court ruling that upheld a similar ban in the town of Live Oak and a state Supreme Court ruling that gives local governments the right to ban dispensaries. But San Francisco medical marijuana attorney Joe Elford says the ban strips the heart out of the state's medical marijuana laws. He has asked the state Supreme Court to review the Live Oak decision.
The intent of the electorate and legislature is clear that they intended that qualified medical marijuana patients be allowed to cultivate marijuana for their personal medical use.
Vaporizer's right over here. You grind it up. You put it in the bowl here. Turn the vaporizer on.
Derek Payton says he has tried every medication to help his asthma attacks, but says cannabis is the only one that works. He understands why the county wants to quash drug cartels, but he thinks legitimate patients should be able to grow a few plants, especially since medical marijuana dispensaries are outlawed in the city and county of Fresno.
What they're really doing is they're making it impossible for patients to get their medicine, and so otherwise law-abiding patients have no other choice than to go to the black market to get their medicine.
Or to the nearest legal dispensary about 2 hours away. County Supervisor Borges says Sacramento needs to resolve the issue of access by creating a regulatory framework for the entire state. Otherwise, localities like Fresno County will continue to create their own, not unlike patchworks of dry and wet counties, particularly in the southern United States.
I'll go ahead and share your number with Robert if that's okay. I'll give you a call because I know he's looking for some help in the Reedley area anyway. Okay.
Michael Green, a cannabis advocate in Fresno, worked hard last week to petition enough signatures for a referendum on the ban, but he fell short of a recent deadline. Litigation is another possibility, he says, and there's also what he calls the big elephant in the room.
Legalization, full legalization of adult use cannabis may be the last and best hope to get safe access to patients.
Meanwhile, the county is waiting to see if fines are enough of a deterrent for all the growers out there. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.